Hello, and welcome to the SearchCloudComputing.com Cloud Roundtable, here with Novell, Forrester, ACS, and Paragon. We're going to talk about some of the issues in cloud computing today. We have with us Benjamin Grubin, Director of Data Center Management at Novell, Rich Fischera, Vice President, Principal Analyst at Forrester Research, H. William Gordon, Vice President of Cloud Services at ACS, and Austin Park, CTO at Paragon Development Systems. Welcome to you all, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl.
Great. So the main theme we're going to work on today is, in large part, the question of public cloud versus private cloud, where these things stand today, where enterprises should be looking for technology choices, and to understand the broader issues around cloud. All of you bring different aspects of cloud to the table, both as consumers and users and producers of cloud technologies, and, of course, as independents who stand above the fray and can explain to us what these things can mean for someone who is potentially moving an enterprise IT shop into the cloud or potentially looking at ways to take advantage of some of the cloud models that exist out there in terms of self-service and pricing and metering. Let's start with one of the big questions. There's been a lot of noise about private clouds recently. There seems to be some adoption in the enterprise over the last few months, at least for this year. It's been a hot topic. And one of the things that comes up often is that you need to have some understanding of cloud. You need to be able to do cloud within your enterprise in order to be able to eventually reach out to the promised land of public cloud infrastructure services. Is that the case? And how do companies go about that? Can we start with, we'll start with Benjamin Grubin from Novell.
Thanks, Carl, and I appreciate the opportunity to lead off the discussion here. I think it's an excellent question, and I think as a vendor in the market, we try to understand this trend very carefully. And I think what we saw is 12 months ago, and we saw this almost universally 12 to 18 months ago, as we looked at the research out there, as we looked at the statistics, that enterprises were really saying, hey, what's this public cloud thing? Let's start looking at whether this is going to be where I need to go. Every other report was CIOs beating on their desk saying, we've got to look at this public cloud thing. It's how we're going to save a ton of money and get out from under the mantle of, you know, our heavyweight infrastructure. And there was a lot of noise and a lot of hype around it at that time. And I think what we've seen over the past 12 months is really kind of a tectonic shift, where 12 months ago, people were disputing whether private cloud was something to be discussed, whether it existed, debating what the definition of cloud was. I think we're beyond that now. And I think what we've got is a bunch of folks who looked very carefully at public cloud, at the challenges around it, at what they were trying to accomplish from an enterprise IT perspective, and saying, you know what, we're not there yet. We're just not ready. And neither are the cloud providers. They're not mature enough yet to handle my enterprise IT workload. And so there's been this tectonic shift in the perception of the next step for me is the public cloud to, well, that's a step for me, but I think the next step for me is something else. It's this private cloud thing. It's how do I use a private cloud to develop the processes, the procedures, the capabilities to handle cloud computing, mobile workloads, things moving around, within my enterprise and then between my enterprise to other external networks. I've got a whole slew of existing infrastructure and existing tools that just aren't ready for that. So private cloud is now recognized, I think, by a pretty big majority of the market that has a large IT infrastructure as, here's my next step. Here's how I can build that stuff in my own sandbox, behind my own firewall. And I think that's been an important recognition of the industry. So Novell, as a vendor, really, we've looked to help enterprises attack that issue, right? How do we take the investments we've already got and turn that into a private cloud? And that private cloud becomes a stepping stone to the public cloud. That's sort of our perspective on it.
Thanks for that. Let me turn to Austin now. At Paragon, as an integrator, you stand between Novell and enterprise shops that might be using some of their technologies or from other vendors. There's an awful lot of systems management tools automation out there. Why is private cloud now suddenly a topic of interest?
Well, I think, just to reiterate what he said, as people look at public clouds and look at all of the value that's been proposed, the underlying question of security and control has always been a nagging question that's never been fully answered. So people are looking at private clouds as a way to train the business itself to come up with a standard way of interacting with IT through how it requests services and provide a more consistent, predictable way to work with IT and realize some of these benefits internally. Now, as an integrator, what we set to do is try to set the long-term strategy and then break down the components needed to make a private cloud into discrete layers of abstraction that they can continue to build. And one of the areas that's been missing, and it's because, you know, we've been able to do things like the high levels of virtualization and pooling of resources, but I think one of the layers that have really been missing until just recently is off-the-shelf software to help them with the request, the approval, the management process, creating a self-portal, and tying that all into chargeback mechanisms. And right now, there's a lot of acceleration in the private cloud market because a lot of those tools are maturing and becoming available onto the marketplace.
We're talking about cloud platform software here, things like Eucalyptus or Novell's cloud platform, which is new. OpenStack.
Exactly. Things like Cloud Manager and from Novell, as well as vCloud Director and so forth.
Is there any one of these any particular approach to the private cloud platform or to, you know, engendering some of the cloud services within enterprise IT that seem to be particularly attractive to the enterprise mindset, Austin?
I think the potential of actually completely collapsing the lag that IT has to meeting business requests by using this kind of models, because you have the capacity, in essence, already there and available to the organization, and they're requesting it through the cloud portal service. It's a delivery model that's extremely appealing to enterprises, and that's one of the things that people are looking at private clouds as a solution to improving the rate in which IT responds to the business, creating the tight alignment that we've been looking for the last few years when we talk about business and IT aligning.
Got it. Thanks much. Let me turn now to Rich Fischer of Forrester. So private versus public cloud, is that the case? The cloud model has arrived and enterprises looked at that and said, well, we want that, but we'd like to do it ourselves?
I think there's always a tendency to want to say that something, you know, the latest development is the solution. The short answer is yes, absolutely. I think the private cloud phenomena, if you will, is certainly real and certainly has a tremendous amount of value. And definitely for most organizations, that's the right stepping stone to get to the public cloud. But there's a couple of basics I think we need to look at first. You know, first of all, we need to consider what the IT organization is trying to do. And this is really a legacy problem that hasn't gone away. I remember working years ago, for example, with a very large bank who was putting into place what they then called a horizontal platform for database services. Nobody said the word cloud, but that's sure what it looked like internally. As it turned out, this particular one collapsed due to a lot of organizational and budgeting issues. But the basic problem is not new, and the basic drive to industrialize IT and particularly provisioning of infrastructure services is not new. So cloud is kind of the latest, is the latest solution that we see on the horizon. So for most enterprises, the public cloud was kind of a revelation and a change in their thought process. But there's a lot of hesitancy among most enterprises to start willy-nilly throwing critical enterprise applications out into some nebulous public cloud. So the notion of a private cloud that they controlled that provided a lot of these benefits that were promised by cloud was very appealing, and in fact, I believe is going to be one of the a major transformative influence on IT over the next 3 to 5 years. So yeah, I believe it's a real trend, and the kind of things that the previous two gentlemen talked about are real issues. You have to learn to manage this stuff. You have to learn to control security. You can't even really begin to offer either private or public cloud-based services until you have your own processes really rigidly defined and well run. You rapidly discover if you go out and try and put a poorly defined service out onto the cloud, you're going to instantly run into problems. So I think that the private cloud is, for many enterprises, will be an end step or a hybrid step in the use of public cloud, and the process of beginning to use private clouds will in itself engender a lot of critical and very valuable changes in most enterprises.
So as you say, the dream is not new of, you know, elastic and self-service and fully governable IT resources, things that are simply easier to use than calling IT or putting yourself on a list. And some people even go back and they'll compare cloud computing in some respects to time sharing or use of a mainframe where everyone shares a resource and it's automatically scheduled. But what's made this popular now? Is it the fact that it's just been demonstrably proven that Amazon is out there making money off of this kind of model? Or is it there are a slew of tangible products now, software startups, some case not startups, that are able to show this? Is that which is more important here for the enterprise?
I think the tipping the thing that has turned this from hypothesis into demonstrable fact is, first of all, a lot of publicity, some of it overhyped, with Amazon as an ideal poster child for this kind of technology, combined with demonstrable results and real products. You go back a few years ago and there was just loose talk about Amazon and the cloud. Now you're looking at a rapidly maturing ecosystem that includes vendors, vendors like Novell, VMware, offering tangible pieces of software that appear to work and work well in enterprise environments, and an emerging strata of skilled integrators and consulting resources to help people use this stuff. So it's kind of the confluence of all of that, the idea, the technology, and the delivery ecosystem.
Thank you. And as you said, there are real and tangible products out there from vendors that enterprises would look at twice, like VMware and Novell. But these products, these cloud platforms and other technologies are still fairly new as a concept overall. So let's now turn to ACS and H. William Gordon, and could we hear your thoughts on putting this together and providing this private cloud to an enterprise and how that fits into the market today?
Absolutely. At the end of the day, you need to understand what your client's requirements are, what the roadmap is, you know, what their objectives are. You look at what the trend was over the last 12, 18 months, and it was certainly focused on virtualization. As you go in and you talk to enterprises, you realize that they have virtualized their server environment up to a certain point, and their question is, where do I take this next and why? And what's happening is they're being driven by their employee base and by their client needs. There are tools, there's apps that their employees and clients are utilizing that they have little control over that are all public-based. And they realize that they have got to do something about that. And at the end of the day, it's going to boil down to security. It's going to boil down to where does the data reside, because at an enterprise level, those are two very important pieces of information that go to governance and management. But also, I think the key piece to all of this will be the management portal that manages the entry into and integration between the public and private cloud, the federation, the service aggregation, everywhere that you can go with the cloud. And that management portal will be the key to that success of that integration.
Thank you, H. William Gordon. One more question on that. So you've got to keep up with what your users are expecting and demanding now. Everyone's getting used to Gmail and Facebook and having it at their fingertips. Why not inside IT? We see that. But what's important? What's more important for the enterprise, to make it easy or to get it right?
Well, the question is, what is right? Right certainly involves the security piece around this. You need, and again, knowing where your data resides and being able to control that data. But at the end of the day, where you're going to see success is where there is a user interface that is very easy for managing all things cloud in a portal. That is, if that management piece is not very user-friendly, then you're not going to see the utilization of the apps and the services and solutions and that integration between the private and public cloud.